Beyonce done did it again, done broke the internet. What? I think she got the call. What? The Griff Report starts right now.
2-1, boom. Hotep Jesus.
Of all the Jesuses I know, he's the Hotepiest. Social scientist and YouTube host, Hotep Jesus.
How the fuck do you get a name like Hotep Jesus?
He's the one and only Hotep Jesus.
Ryan Sharp, better known to the world as Hotep Jesus.
Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Somebody said, what do you think you are, some kind of Hotep Jesus?
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
I was like, ooh, that's sexy. Yes, I do think I'm Hotep Jesus.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, depending on where you are in the world. Welcome to the Griff Report live Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm your host, the Griff God.
Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus? Hotep, Hotep, Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Hotep to the chat. Hotep to the Hotep of standings.
Hotep.
Who's in here? Let's check on my chatters. We got to check on the Hotep of standings. Loki in the chat. What up, Loki? Loki in the his house. Xanthoven, Kelson, AP, I see you. J Pylon, Haram Life, appreciate you. Haram Life blessed the Cash App yesterday. Make sure y'all check out the Haram Life podcast. Getting a bunch of text messages. I'm not going to read them now because I noticed that when I read the text messages, I get all discombobulated with the stream and I want to stay on point. So shout out to our Cash Appers, $ Hotep Jesus on the Cash App. Appreciate you. Emily, thank you for the Cash App. Appreciate you, appreciate you, appreciate you. Real quick, before we get into what we got to get into, before we get into the topics of the day, where did it go? Oh, okay, that's right. It's official. It's official. Coming soon to manofwater.com. We got another project coming soon.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
I should say product. Coming soon. Make sure you collect them all. As you already know, we got Flow. Bada bang. We got Apex. Bada boom. Next one is Bada bow. Next one is one that many people are going to enjoy and need and been asking for. Anybody take a guess what you think the next product hitting menofwater.com is? Can anybody take a guess? Anybody know? Anybody think they know? Shout out to Robert Jones, member for 6 months, Amish County, the original Hotepistan.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Big facts, big facts. Shout out to all my Amish homies out there. I appreciate you. Shout out to all the Amish homies. Any guesses on what you think the next Men of Order product is going to be? Reading some comments over here on Rumble. My apologies for the silence. Yeah, that was my baby in the background. She kind of wanted to be heard. Shout out to Emmanuel Presley, member for 11 months.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
11 months. Damn. Shout out to you, man. Nervous system focused, in a way. Hotep Viagra. Well, there's kind of like Hotep Viagra built into Apex. Nootropics. We got Nootropics already. That's Flow. Flow is our Nootropic. So we got Nootropics settled. We got Apex, which is testosterone muscle building. Nope, not creatine. A liquid koofy. Anyway. Give you guys an opportunity to try and guess. Today's super chat goal is $53. Every dollar helps reach that goal. Gut cleanse? No. All of our supplements do a bit of gut cleaning. CBD? No. No CBD. No. 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 GABA? Well, we got GABA in the Flow. Loki. Get you that Flopex, descending to Loki, member for 6 months.
Oh, this a real Hotep brother.
What up, Loki? Loki came to the Grifties, which reminds me. Grifties is out now. I sent an email out to my email subscribers this morning. And you can subscribe to my email list at hotepjesus.com. Patriot J tweeted he was watching the Grifties right here from his TV. How lit is that? He says, in bed, sick, eating soup, watching the Grifties because I missed it in person, shaking my head. Here we go. Screenshot of the Grifties sponsored by Dropkick Copy, dropkickcopy.com/hotep. For all of your copywriting needs. Shout out to now Bill and my homies out in Dubai. Dubai sponsoring. Imagine that. It's good homegrown American bred content. And we couldn't find a single American sponsor. How shitty is that? That's real fucking shitty. I want all of you Americans to do better next year for the Grifties. Get the word out. We need sponsors so we can do it bigger, better, and badder. All right, we bled the bank on this one, we lost money on this one, but we do it for the people, so it's never actually a loss. Shane Cashman posted his snippet, his performance on stage. You can watch that now on my page or Shane Cashman's page. Shout out to Shane Cashman. But you can watch the Grifties at patreon.com/hotepjesus, the greatest award show on the planet, the funniest award show on the planet. Matter of fact, I should probably get the press release. Shout out to Leah. Leah published the press release for the Grifties. They're texting me about that now. Antonov sent $10 on Cash App. Salute to you. Appreciate you.
Oh, this a real Hotep brother.
That's love right there. Also, Miss Sorry Crypto has just published, after a long, long wait, they have published their report on Syscoin. It says Syscoin has undergone several iterations, with the end goal of combining the security of BTC with the programmability of ETH, so Bitcoin and Ethereum. With the launch of Rolux and ZKDA, which is a form of zero-knowledge proof, they've been able to close the gap with their competition. Read the overview of Sys, and then if you go to the website, you click that link right there, you'll be able to read this report. Also, I updated OBS, so we shouldn't have any more freezing issues. Hopefully not. Understanding Syscoin, a comprehensive overview. So here are some key insights. I'll read these key insights to you really fast. Syscoin is an open source and decentralized development platform that aims to combine the security of Bitcoin, proof of work, and programmability of Ethereum's EVM. Its modularity allows it to support EVM rollups and other layer 2 scaling technologies. The growth of Syscoin's user base and ecosystem primarily takes place on an L2 called Rolux, which has deployed to mainnet on June 28, 2023. The Syscoin L1 itself serves as the infrastructure, with Sys also serving as the native coin of Rolux. Syscoin L1, that's layer 1, utilizes merge mining as it aims to give L2s the security of Bitcoin's own network. And I think that the way that they did the merge mining is absolutely, absolutely genius. Rolux is an Optimism fork built to be fast and low cost enough for microtransactions, yet secured from beneath in such a way as to support high value use cases. Rolux uses Syscoin's general purpose data availability solution called Proof of Data Availability, aka POTA, to link to Syscoin L1, which is supported by Bitcoin miners. So it's a good way to sort of grift off of Bitcoin. This is genius grifting right here. Through the use of zero knowledge proofs and ZK-based light client for Sys, ZKDA was established with the goal of extending POTA to other chains, right? So zero knowledge data availability. Great news. You can go read that full report on Masari.io. For some of you guys not familiar with Syscoin, I suggest going in and reading the full report. Now, the reason why I say it's very beneficial, this is a very long report, right? And then the longer the report, especially when you're a noob, the better, right? And the reason why I say that is because, for example, you know, people ask, you say, hey, I want to learn about crypto, right? Or Bitcoin or whatever it may be, right? But usually we're talking about cryptocurrency. They want to learn more about this emerging or established technology. And the way I've done it was read complicated papers, right? And this is how I study most things. I read complicated papers. So, for example, it says here, blockchain scaling solutions. If you don't know what that is, then you just stop and you go look at, you know, what are scaling solutions, right? And it says have been some of crypto's most popular ecosystems, blah, 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 blah. And then it comes to this thing, it says proof of stake. So you might not know what proof of stake is. So you go, okay, let me stop and let me look up proof of stake, right? And you just do that all the way down the paper until you know all the terms. And I'm telling you, by the time you get through just the introduction, you're going to know more than 99% of the people. You're going to know more than all of your friends about cryptocurrency just by looking up every term you don't know in this introduction paragraph. Guaranteed, okay? So, yeah, that's love right there. Make sure y'all check that out. Justine Ellison bringing us $10 closer to our goal. Shout out to Justine.
Oh, this a real hotel, brother.
Sister, appreciate you. All right, let's get into what we got to get into. Without further ado, the grift has been grifting. And a lot of this grift surrounds Trump, Beyonce. But I want to start here first. I want to show you one of my favorite personalities. I'm not going to say musicians. I'm going to say one of my favorite personalities. I really, really enjoy this individual. I'm not exactly sure why. I think it's more or less because I feel like this person is being themselves. And that's enjoyable to see people not do weird things and not be themselves, you know, sell their soul. And this person right here has been genuine from the start. And we're talking about none other than Sexy Red. Shout out to Sexy Red. Here she is in all of her splendor, standing in front of a Make America Sexy Again ginormous hat. I don't know if this is photoshopped or this is real, but this is her official Twitter account. Okay, that's her official Twitter account. So she published this. Make America sexy again. Now, I agree with that. We do need to make America sexy again. In order to do that, we're gonna have to get rid of the blue-haired whites. We're gonna have to get rid of fat phobia. No, I mean, I'm sorry. We're going to have to affirm fat phobia. We're going to have to start shaming people. We need to make America sexy again. Okay? The Man of Order is helping that mission. Matter of fact, we got a new workout of the day. I might show that to you later. It's a beast of a workout. I'm probably going to get that in this week sometime. I did Cassius Cam's ab workout yesterday, and I'm reeling today. Anyway. So, some people, mostly gatekeepers, like Ebro from Hot 97, have said this says Massa, as in master, as in Massa from the plantation. This is how Ebro has chosen to spun it, because Ebro is a Democrat gatekeeper. What he wants to do is he wants to keep black people, mostly Latinos as well, Latinos, Latinas. They want to keep all the New Yorkers in a victim mindset, white man bad. And they want to gatekeep for the Democratic Party to keep that money flowing. Now, we know that Rosenberg has been outed with his dad is working on the Hill. So allegedly Rosenberg, Peter Rosenberg, is a Democrat agent. He's an op. Okay, he's an agent Smith in the community, and they've chosen to come after none other than the one who's kept it real the most, Sexy Red. Ladies and gentlemen, that's called Misogynoir.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Now let's talk about another controversial figure who I happen to admire. One of the greatest musicians to ever live. Greater than Adele. I got to introduce to you none other than the greatest pop star since Michael Jackson. Beyonce Knowles. Beyonce Knowles. Beyonce has announced she's got an album coming to her 15.3 million followers on Twitter. Here she is sitting atop the back of a white horse. We're going to get into that in just a moment. We're going to have to dive into some conspiracy theories. But before we dive into that, I want to take a look at what are the streets saying? What is it that the streets are saying? There's been some back and forth and some vitriol. There's some even some history lessons here. But I want to take a look at some of the responses to this. One of them from my sister. Absolutely adore this woman. Tori Nicks. Tori Nicks has taken to Elon's platform and has said, putting the American flag on your album cover in this social climate is a choice. Now, when I first saw this tweet, I said, I know where this animus is coming from. A lot of this stems from Tori Nicks is very critical of Israel, has been very critical of the Middle East conflict. She has supported the Palestinians since October 7th and probably beforehand, but has been very outspoken. She does have some ill feelings, I want to say, towards the United States of America, maybe. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to attempt to call her. I did not warn her and say, I'm going to call you, but I'm going to try and attempt to call her now and see what happens. Maybe she picks up, maybe she does not, but we're going to try and call her to get to the bottom of this thing to see, why did she tweet this? And Tori Nicks, how are you?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Life is great. Just fair warning, we are live on my show right now, and you are on my screen, so I just want to get permission to continue this call publicly.
Okay. Let me put my earpiece in, though.
Okay.
How about that?
All right.
One second.
So we got my sis Tori Nicks on the line right here. We got her very controversial tweet on the screen. She's fixing her earbuds. And then we're going to spend some time with her to find out exactly what she meant by this tweet. And then I'll give my response to it. Tori, you there?
Yes, yes.
Okay, wonderful. So I have here on my screen your tweet, which has faced a lot of feedback. Says, putting the American flag on your album cover in this social climate is a choice. All capital letters with three exclams.
Indeed, indeed.
Tori, what did you mean by this? What made you want to tweet something like this? Do you have a problem with the American flag? You got beef with Beyonce? What is this about?
First of all, I muted that tweet so long ago, I don't even know what it's doing. Okay, let's start there. I've seen some people in my mentions, you know, calling me ugly on a few other tweets, but I ain't think much of it.
That is false.
To be honest, you know, we see what's going on in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
America on the international stage is not in good grace. To us, especially as a Black American, I do hold pride in my homeland, which is America.
Okay.
But I understand how others may look at us in a not so good way. I once saw a tweet that said something like, you know, if people are so unhappy with America, why don't they go back to their country or go somewhere else?
Mm.
And I saw someone say, well, when you're in America, you won't face American imperialism, and you're less likely to be bombed by America.
Mm.
So we can't act like the world views America like we view America, okay? Because our experience is different. So as America, the United States, because it's not the whole America.
Right.
The United States is on the jumbo screen in the international community, being viewed as being accused of assisting in a genocide. It doesn't matter how you feel about that. The narrative is that the United States is assisting in that.
Mm.
So when we have Black artists who have used politics in the past to sell albums, because that's what it is for.
Yeah.
When you have the Black Panther era, then you have the Black Righteous era, you're calling yourself and your husband calling themselves Malcolm X and this and that. and then you sit silent on anything that's not profitable for you. You're going to get the scholars and the thinkers to start having a discussion about that. And art, if you name your album Renaissance, I feel like you have a pretty good understanding of how art influences society, reality, community. And when we have Black community leaders such as Beyonce now, I understand that we should not be holding celebrities up to politician standards.
Mm.
But unfortunately, the Black community, and when I say Black community, I'm talking about Black Americans, because in America we deal with race.
Okay.
The Black community, when we have these celebrity leaders who cannot find their voice outside of profit, mm. it's a problem. And so when you have a figure like Beyonce choosing this moment, when the United States is on the international stage to broadcast this American flag, that was your choice. As someone who has worked in the entertainment industry, I know that you can change your mind at the last moment if you want to. It doesn't matter if you've had this cover for years or months or weeks. You know what's going on in the world. You know how the American flag is portrayed elsewhere. So you made that choice, and now you're going to deal with the consequences of social discussion.
Mm.
That's it. Mm. No one can stop Beyonce from doing what she's going to do, from doing what she's doing, from making the money that she's going to make. She's still going to get the streams. She still has the fan base that's going to ride or die for her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great for her. But at the end of the day, it was simply a choice that she made, and no one can stop us from discussing it. No one can stop us from looking at it from zooming out and look at the bigger picture.
Mm.
And the bottom line is, when we make these type of choices as artists and as influencers in the world, it doesn't really matter what our personal intentions is when there's a huge machine that can use that image to further their imperialistic agenda.
Mm.
And that's it.
Mm. So one question and I'll let you go.
Yeah.
What did you think was a message she's trying to send, or how do you think this thing is being interpreted with her on this horse with the flag? What's the interpretation, or what do you think the message? Do you think she's grifting off of politics, or what is it like? What message did you sort of infer from that image?
I'm going to be honest, I don't know, and I'm willing to sit and observe what her explanations of her intentions will be.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, there's she's very mysterious. She doesn't give a lot of context. She doesn't give any explanation for the things she does. She just kind of lets it play out and let the fans kind of dictate. Because I understand Southern rodeo culture. Yeah. I know that that exists. And I understand the symbolic nature of a Black woman in the rodeo waving American flag. I understand that. But what are your intentions? What, as an artist, what is your message? What are you intending on creating? What conversation are you intending on creating? Because right now, there's just confusion and speculation. So it would be great if once and for all, like, Beyonce actually said something. But from her, from the caption, it still just seems personal. She wants to release, she said it's not a country album, it's a Beyonce album.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can take out the country aspect, the rodeo aspect of it. Mm. What is the message? What's the symbol surrounding Beyonce and the American flag? I would love to know.
I don't know.
I would love to know.
That's a good question. That's what we're here to figure out, man.
Yeah. So people can speculate. They can come at me sideways. They could be mad. But the fact of the matter is, all I said was the fact that putting that on your album cover in this social climate is a choice.
Yeah.
One that she made. And now here we are.
Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right. This is a choice. I love the way you worded this, right? Because it wasn't like you came out and said, hey, I disagree with this, although it could be inferred. I know you. I know you didn't, you know, appreciate it. But the way you worded it was very clever, and you could tell you thought about it, because you're right. It was a choice. She knew what year it was. She knew it was election season. She knew what was going on overseas, and she chose to put that on the album cover. And she knew it would get a lot of talk. She knew. Yep. She knew.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's it, and that's all.
Well, thank you for picking up the phone. Thank you. I appreciate you. We're going to link this summer. We're going to kick it.
Absolutely. I'll be out in New York very soon, so I'm going to definitely be coming to see you.
All right. Hit me up. I'm here.
Peace, love.
Peace, love. My sis has spoken. I don't always agree with everybody. But in this case, y'all know me and that American flag. Y'all know how I feel about that American flag. Y'all know how I feel about jingoism and just blind patriotism. Y'all know how I feel. Some of you in the chat are some jingos. You live and die by that flag. But that flag has caused more pain in this earth, probably more than any other flag ever. Maybe. I don't know. Don't know. I can't say for certain. But let's go to some more tweets. There's been a lot of discussion. And of course, you know, we're not going to leave you without a lesson today, right? Anytime we bring up these small brain conversations, we always have to find a way to make this stream educational, so people leave enriched, right? We want all of our audience to leave enriched. We want them to leave with a full belly and a full mind. And we just got another super. Jabari Judah said Beyonce works for the other team. All she is going to bring is confusion. That's the goal of that big club we're not in. And he put the all-seeing eye in there. Uh-oh. Y'all done got Jabari started. So I got about 4 or 5 tweets to look at here. Let's take a look at this one. This one, Liberation Black says, I saw someone say Beyonce is reclaiming U.S. patriotism to show Black Americans remain the architects of this country. Yawn. There is no reclaiming what that flag represents on stolen land. It is a symbol of imperialism in a reactionary aesthetic. You know what?
This is a real Hotep, bro.
It's a very, very, very great take. I like that take. I like this take. This is a good take. Nothing wrong with this take at all. I saw somebody in the chat say colonization was good, right? And I know they're trolling and they just want attention, and I'm going to give it to them. But before you say that, I just need you to read one paper and then tell me you still maintain that same premise. So there's this paper, a wonderfully written paper. If you have not read this, you should read this. This should be a part of all homeschooling curriculum. This is by Ted Kaczynski. It's called Industrial Society and Its Future. Industrial Society and Its Future. Everyone should read this. This is a phenomenal paper. Phenomenal, phenomenal paper. Also known as the Unabomber Manifesto. I want you to read that and then maintain the notion that colonialism was good. That's all I want you to do. You know what I'm saying? Phenomenal paper that all must read. Okay? If you're a Hotep, you never read that, take your time, read through it. Take chapter by chapter and read through it. Phenomenal work. I might do a presentation on it one day. Now, let's go to the coons. Let's go to the coon take. And now this isn't a coon take because he disagrees, because I have no problem with people affirming the other side of the argument, right? Like if somebody says, you know, this United States flag represents evil and all of that stuff. Okay, good, cool. Somebody comes along and says, hey, it represents a lot of good and soldiers that died for good and whatever your excuse, you know, no problem with that either. But I know when a nigga is coning, and this right here is just pure manufactured coning. Are we allowed to use that word? Anyway, I'm black. I'm allowed to use it. Javon A. Price. Yeah, he's definitely one of these black conservatives. Here he is. Probably a tether, too. Favorite sports team in the bio. There's this Negro right here. He knows what he's doing. This Negro, and he knows he grifting. Javon, I know you know you grifting. Got himself a little Bible quote. You know, this is the trifecta to get the red whites on your team. America first, put the American flag in your bio. He got the elephant in there. You know. He got MAGA banner. You know. So what does he say? Oh, y'all are real mad Beyonce is repping the flag of the greatest country known to mankind. I keep telling y'all black Americans are reclaiming our heritage and embracing our Americanness. Now, time out. I don't think black Americans are reclaiming our Americanness. I don't think that's true. Niggas don't really fuck with America like that. We might rock the flag as a fashion symbol because that shit go hard like Dipset and the rest of them. We tend to take symbols and turn them into fashion and other forms of expression. But this Negro said the greatest country known to mankind. Now, this is what you call a grifter statement. What's the other term for this? It'll come to me. But this is just like something politicians say. The greatest country known to mankind. It's right up there with people who use the word democracy. So whenever you see somebody say the greatest country known to mankind or the greatest country and all this other shit, it's pure cap. It's cap. It's not only cap, it's grifting. And it's a lie. It's a lie. It's not the greatest country known to mankind. It is simply not the greatest country known to mankind. You might have got that off in the 80s. You might have got that off in the 90s. But if it was true, Trump wouldn't have had to say make America great again. We have fallen way off. We have fallen way off. Okay? Okay? This is terrible. Rudy, feel how you want about the flag. I don't care, but the stolen land trope is low IQ. All land was stolen or conquered throughout history. Well, Rudy, you can't separate those two. You can't separate those two. If the flag represents stolen land and you still have some animus towards it, you're probably not going to like the flag. You know? The flag is a symbol of the United States flag, to be totally honest with you. United States flag is a Masonic symbol used to hypnotize people, particularly forced immigrants, and I'm talking about Europeans here, forced immigrants to create some sort of solidarity with the Freemason-controlled power structure. Okay? Matter of fact, see, y'all gonna make me go down history lane. Let's see if we can pull this up. Hold on. So this is some sort of interview I've pulled up here. So, this is in regard to, Freemasonry and the American flag. The history of our fraternity has been wrapped around American flag since the founding of our nation, just as the history of our democracy has been forged. This is straight from the Scottish Rite. This is straight from the Freemasons. This is Freemasons themselves. Forged by generations of Freemasons who dedicated their lives to serve in whatever they were called upon, blah, 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 blah. Principles of Freemasonry are really tied to patriotism. The flag's a part of that. It's part of our ritual. It's part of our heritage. It's part of being a Mason. We pledge allegiance to it, blah, 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 blah. The country was founded by giants of history who were mostly Freemasons. It's a symbol of sacrifice, blah, 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 blah. The flag came from the hearts of Masons, including helping to create the first American flag. Many people know the early patriots such as George Washington, Paul Revere, Benjamin Franklin were all Masons, but few are aware that Brother Francis Hopkinson, who designed the original 13-star flag, would become. So, again, remember, 13, the number 13, Freemasonry. There's a reason why you had 13 colonies. The symbols are right there. Some of you choose to close your eyes and not pay attention. You're like little kids at Christmas when somebody tells you that there is no Santa Claus. You know, that's what you guys are. And sorry, you know, if I hurt feelings on this show, but that's what we do. We give you the unadulterated truth. Okay. But you are dealing with a Freemason experiment. America is a peripheral nation. Okay. It's a peripheral nation. Again, refer back to Carol Quigley, Tragedy and Hope. America is a peripheral nation of Western civilization. It is not the core. The core is in Europe. America is a peripheral nation. It is an experiment. It is an extension of Western civilization. The flag was created to give you the concept that you are a free and independent nation, not beholden to the Western powers, yet everything your government does follows in line with the European Union and NATO and the UN and the WHO, World Health Organization. Somehow, some people have not figured out that you are a peripheral nation, and they put this flag and they put these symbols of, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance and the national anthem to give you the perception that you live in a free and independent nation, and your nation is somehow separate and different from the Westernist powers. It is a psyop. It is a brainwashing tool. It is something used to create patriotism where none deserves to live. And many of you have fallen for this. Many of you are, you know, what we would call red whites. Red whites, they live and die by this stuff, but they just don't know their history. And if they knew their history, they would know that this was a Freemason experiment. Sorry to say, and, you know, again, not to disrespect people who fought and died for this country. You know, if you love the flag, I affirm your right to love the flag. But we're going to call a spade over here on this channel. Okay. Maybe I'll do a presentation on the symbols of America and shit like that. Anyway, let's go back. Do we got more in here? Yeah, we got more. Bryson Gray. We got two more tweets to look at here. Here's Bryson Gray's tweet. Here's his take. Ew. I've seen many conservatives hyping up Beyonce on my timeline. She's a degenerate heathen pushing Satan's values.
Oh, this is a real hotel, brother.
Now, I'm not rocking with Bryson on this one. This whole Beyonce's a heathen, you know. I know Bryson is a demon slayer. We got to play his trailer, too. Don't let me forget to play his trailer. But the conservatives. The red whites are just... Oh, you just disappoint me so much. You don't have no principles. You don't stand on your laurels. You just, you know, it doesn't take much to buy your fucking support. It doesn't take much at all. One little symbol, she throws up a flag and everybody goes, oh my God, Beyonce. This is the power of symbols. This is the power of symbols. I'm going to say that one more time. This is the Freemasonic power of symbols, to where they could take somebody that you just said you didn't like just last year because you seen him on stage with Hillary. Just last election, you seen him on stage with Hillary. She throw up a flag and now you're like, oh, Beyonce. Nigga, Beyonce could have had a Jamaican flag. If I ain't like Beyonce, it's still fuck Beyonce. Motherfuckers got no principles. No principles. Just that quick. Now all of a sudden, y'all Beyonce fans, kiss my ass. Kiss my ass. Hypocrites. Ugh. Ugh. I hate it. Charisse Lane makes it to the Griff Report. She says, the people hating on Beyonce holding an American flag on her album cover have foreign flags in their bio while living in America. If you hate America that bad, go back to your country. It's that simple. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Damn. She hit y'all with go back to your country. Shots fired. Shots fired. Benson Davido said the great leap forward, Congo Soviet winter revolution, the Chinese taping rebellion, the Waffen SS. No way has our flag caused Muslim slave trade or Muslim conquest. Doesn't even come close. Oh, are you saying that United States doesn't have a bigger death toll than some of these other places? Like the like you mentioned, Congo, and you're saying United States doesn't match? I don't know. I think United States has definitely played a part in some of those things. So, for example, the Waffen SS. United States funded that. That's Wall Street right there. Muslim conquest is partly a Western backed empire until the Ottoman Empire falls and they defeat the Sultan. But there was a lot of cooperation between the Western powers and the Ottoman Empire when it was beneficial for the Western powers. And then once it was no longer beneficial, they turned their backs on the Ottoman Empire and then turned it into dust. The Bolshevik Revolution, that's Wall Street money. So that means that Stalin's deaths fall under the hands of the Western Civ. And again, you cannot separate the United States from the West. The United States is an extension of the West. You guys want to make this thing separate. It's not separate. It's an extension of the West. So if something happens, you know, in England or Russia, especially the Bolshevik Revolution, this is Western-backed destruction. So Stalin's death toll, Western-backed. Mao's revolution, Western-backed. Because don't forget, it's the West that installed communism in Russia, and Russia exported communism to China. So vis-a-vis, this is Western-backed. The ideology of Sanger and eugenics class. Damn, that's a great example. We could stop right there. Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood. What is their death toll at? It's a Holocaust every year dealing with Planned Parenthood. You know what I'm saying? Western-backed, a.k.a. tunnel-backed. No. Don't try to put this on the Jews. Don't do that. No. There was a cooperation. And just as there were Jews on one side of the thing, there were Jews on the other side of the thing saying those Jews are wrong. So don't do the Jew thing. No. You were holding hands. The Anglo and the Jew held hands in their Western conquest. Don't try and place blame on another group. You was there, nigga. You were there. Stand 10 toes down on your imperialism. Be proud of that shit. If it was me, I'd tell you, we kicked your ass and we conquered your people. The Jews didn't do it. I did it. That's what I would say. The truth is, when y'all do that, y'all are embarrassed by the imperialism. You cannot on one hand say you love America and on the other hand say the Jews did it, because without the Jews, there would be no America.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
There would be no great scientific endeavors. Huh? Let's go to the history lesson. It's time to go down the history lane. Let's enrich the people's minds before we go back to Beyonce. The history lesson I want to give you about Beyonce. Let's pull this up. So one of our wonderful white allies has done some homework. And I love when our white allies do homework. Let's take a listen.
Hey, y'all. It's Little Debbie. I had to get a stool today because I figured some shit out. Okay. I got to sit down because it's going to be a long video. I'm going to trim it down as much as I can, but ooh, I'm so excited. Okay. I think I figured out the connection between the Abbey Park rodeo drop, the Soul Circuit, and Black Rodeo that later turned into the Cowboys of Color Rodeo.
Now, first of all, let me just say that she doing too much, but I love where her heart is. I love where her mind is. And I also love some of the facts that she's pulled up. But the connections I have a problem with.
The first ever Black-owned circus by Ephraim Williams, who ran his circus out of red, white, and blue railroad cars.
So she tries to first conflate red, white, and blue. But does anybody know what red, white, and blue actually stands for? Let's see if I can pull this up. So in order to understand that, there's a thing here on history.com. Why are barber poles red, white, and blue? You guys ever seen this at a barber? So the answer here is the red represents blood. White represent the bandages used to stem bleeding. And the blue is symbolic of the veins cut during the bloodletting. Okay. So just cause you see red, white, and blue don't exactly mean America all the time. Okay. Now, for people that didn't know, once upon a time, You couldn't just go to a doctor. You know, you're a cowboy. You're hanging out in the wild, wild west. You was busting some guns, and now you got a couple of injuries, right? You didn't go to the doctor. You went to the barber. I don't know what school system you went to, but I went to a really good school system that taught us this stuff. And when you went to the barber, he would oftentimes perform surgery. Some of those things were bloodletting, which is a very bad idea. But they would perform surgery. You'd go to the barber. You get a haircut and the bullet taken out your shoulder. So just because you see red, white, and blue does not mean explicitly American. Now, it could be in the context of what she's talking about, but you can't just say, I seen red, white, and blue, so that mean America. No. That's not how that works, okay? Because there's a lot of nations with red, white, and blue on their flag. One of them being an African nation, I believe. Hold on, let me see. And it may be in reference to America. Yeah. So I was going to say Liberia, but I did remember that. This was, again, Masonic, Liberia flag. You'll see here the American Colonization Society. So that's who found Liberia, but also the 13 Stars and Stripes. Okay. But again, you cannot just say red, white, and blue means America. Let's go back.
Also wore a top hat, a suit, and a cane.
So now she's trying to say, you know, top hat, suit, and cane. This time period that she's talking about, everybody that had a little bit of money had a top hat, suit, and cane. That was like the style of dress then. She didn't single out one dude and go, oh, he wore a top. Everybody wore a top hat and a cane, Susie. It was even deemed disrespectful to leave the house without something on your head. They used to tip their hat, but everybody left the house. They would customarily wear a cap on their head. It was deemed to be respectful. Let's go.
So in the Harper Bazaar interviews that both Beyonce and Miss Tina did for the Ivy Park Rodeo drop, Beyonce mentioned in this interview how American black cowboys used to be forced to work with the worst and most temperamental horses. It was a dangerous job. It wasn't fair. So they took their talent.
So it's true. Cowboy, the original cowboys is black. They called them boys because they wouldn't call black men men. So this is true, you know, black folks is the original cowboys.
And created their own rodeo.
Allegedly. I still have not done extensive research on that, so I cannot be certain.
The first black rodeo called Soul Circuit. Okay, so what is the Soul Circuit? Beyonce said in this interview, through time, these black rodeos showcased incredible performers, helped black Americans reclaim their space in Western history and culture. The rodeo was designed to educate while it entertains. Hello, Beyonce. Here is where I want to bring in the first black-owned circus by Ephraim Williams. Previously, circuses were a hellscape for black Americans. They were resigned to the freak show portion of the circus.
That's true.
Circus, they were put in these extremely degrading positions, and it just overall was terrible. Ephraim Williams wanted to create a circus that, again, just like the Black Rodeo, showcased the talents and the greatness that is Black performers. This became yet another space for Black entertainment and education. In this circus, Ephraim Williams had acrobats, opera singers, horses were a huge part of his show.
So that's good. Good little history lesson. It's a springboard for you to start your studies off of. But let's go here. Let's continue our history lesson. Again, when we talk about the bullshit, we have to enrich the children that are watching. We have to enrich the minds that are watching. And thanks to Goldstein, we got to give credit where credit is due, because Goldstein peeped it. Some other people in regard to Beyonce's white horse mentioned Beholder Pale White Horse. And then Goldstein comes along and he mentions this. She's also sending a signal out to where we are officially at on the apocalypse timeline and who's going to be in charge. Now, we're going to get Goldstein to call in and explain further, but let's begin our history lesson. So we're going to dive in over here. Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, Wikipedia. Okay, we're going to just go right down here to White Horse, because there may be some symbolism, some hidden symbolism in here. Okay. Or also known as the White Rider. Then I saw, when the Lamb broke, one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures say, as with a voice of thunder, "Come." I looked, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went out conquering and to conquer. Now, Beyonce is wearing a crown in her image. She doesn't have a bow, but she does have a flag in her hand. That might be me looking too deep into things.
Oh, this is a real hotel, brother.
Like Susie was a few minutes ago, but we did it anyway. The above passage is a common English translation of the rider of the white horse, sometimes referred to as the white rider. He is thought to carry a bow, Greek, and wear a victor's crown. Okay. Is the diamond of conquest and glory. It says here, as Christ, the gospel of the Holy Spirit. For the broad historical interpretation of Christ as the rider of the white horse, it is to be understood that the Antichrist does not appear until the opening of the sixth seal. Events in world history since the founding of Christianity were interpreted as horses up to the sixth seal event. Therefore, this interpretation can be seen as either partially preterist or, did I pronounce that right? Hold on. I'm very particular about knowing some of words. Like I was like, this, I don't know this word. I've never heard this word before. Preterist. What the hell is preterist? Is it preterist? Preterist? Let's see. Google don't even know how to say the word. Let's see if Collins Dictionary give us something. Do you have an audio? Let's see. Preterist. Yeah, I said it right. Wait. I thought I saw a play button. That's not it. All right. Anyway, let's go back. So, an instance of dual fulfillment. In the New Testament, the book of Mark indicates that the advance of the gospel may precede and foretell the apocalypse. The color white also tends to represent righteousness in the Bible, and Christ is portrayed as a conqueror in other instances. Besides Christ, the horseman could represent the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was understood to have come upon the apostles at Pentecost after Jesus departed earth. The appearance of the lion in Revelation 5 shows the triumphant arrival of Jesus in heaven, and the first horseman may represent the sending of the Holy Spirit by Jesus and the advance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then it says here, as the Antichrist. In 1866, when C.F. Zimple defended the hypothesis that the first horseman was the Antichrist, and more precisely, according to him, Napoleon Bonaparte, the Antichrist interpretation later found champions in the United States, such as R.F. Franklin in 1898 and W.C. Stevens in 1928. It remains popular in evangelical circles today. For example, with Pastor Billy Graham, for whom the horseman represented the Antichrist or false prophets in general. So, Goldstein put that on our table today, highlighting that this could be a symbol of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. I would love to get him on the phone line to discuss this and tell us more about his take. But first, let me check on the chat. Chat, we are $9 away from our goal. $9 away from our goal. Who's going to help us reach our goal? Let me check on my Rumblers. What's Rumble saying? Okay, all right. Good stuff. Then she dropped that during the spring equinox too. She may have. And that's another thing. Somebody brought up the fact that, you know, she's had several album covers with other horses and other horse colors, et cetera, et cetera. Jake Pollan said, Hotep was being used as a pejorative. We took it back. Big facts. I saw something on TikTok the other day. They were on TikTok talking about, and I think we covered a version of this in the past, where they were saying that white folks have discovered the word Hotep, and now there are white Hoteps. Somebody tagged me and said, look what you did, Hotep Jesus. And I just like to say, shout out to all our white Hoteps.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
We don't play skin color games over here. That is for the sheep. Skin color games are for the sheep. We don't do those things here. We can be real and frank about decisions that white people should make for white people, decisions that black people should make for black people. But when those decisions are made, they should be made for the goal of peace, for the goal of being Christ-like. I know some people like that. I like that because Christ-like has nothing to do with the Bible, or I should say very little to do with the Bible. Christ is a form that you can become. Crystalline, Christ, crystal, Christine, crystalline. So I love that, you know, Christ-like type of situation. But that's what we want. We want people to reach a Christ-like status. That's what we want. We want people to participate in that. And we don't play the whole, you know, you're bad because you're white, you're bad because you're black, and all that bullshit. No, that serves no purpose other than to give the powers that be more power. Okay. All right. How many years to reclaim woke? I think we're slowly reclaiming the term woke. Little by little, we are reclaiming it. So it's probably, I would say reclaiming woke is probably easier than we than when we reclaimed Hotep. Hotep was a battle. That was a serious battle. And the thing is, see, woke is being used as a pejorative by the right, but the right ain't got no power. They only have potential power that they don't know how to tap into. But the left has all the real power. So when we took Hotep, we took it from the powers that be. We took that from the powerful left. We fought Netflix, Stars, Paramount, Amazon. We fought the biggest tech giants in the world to reclaim this term and won the war. So woke can definitely be can be snatched back from the right. That's not hard at all. Okay, especially since we've identified something as called the woke right, and they don't like that. So if it means giving us back the term woke, so they won't be called the woke right anymore, I'm sure they will relinquish control of the term woke. Let me see if there's something else I want to share before I go to the phone lines. I have a feeling there's something else. Spirit's been talking to me and saying, you know, with something else you got to share. Let me do another look. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, we're going to have to share this. Hold on a second. Let me just make sure it's nothing else. Yeah. All right. It's this right here. So there's a tweet going around that says, what is the most insane thing someone said during an interview? And this is what appeared. I remember this. This was wild. This was the time period where they were trying to cancel Hotep.
Yeah, black women under 50, like black men are our number one source, number two cause of death. And that comes from
what?
Rhetoric.
For black women. The number two cause of death for black women is black men.
Yeah, black women.
The number two cause of death for black women is black men. Did you hear that shit? This is the shit the feminists was saying. They was platforming. They brought them on the Breakfast Club to say this shit. Not the Hoteps who could bring a word of unity. Nah, that's not going to get clicks. Unity doesn't get clicks. What are you doing, Hotep Jesus? We need clicks. We need views. We got sponsors and shit to get. Black men are the number two cause of death for black women. This is what they said. Meanwhile, when you look it up, it's a damn cheeseburger.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
We have fallen so far from the greatness that our ancestors have lined us up for. And when I say ancestors, particularly I'm talking about our direct ancestors, our direct lineage, you know, not the famous names they're going to give you. I'm talking about the names we will never hear from. Our grandmothers, our aunties, our great grandmothers, our uncles, our grandfathers, our fathers. Some of the greatest people to ever live that never saw a microphone or a camera. We've strayed so far from their ways. And we must return back to tradition. Back to a time where life was much simpler. Back to a time where there was love. Okay? We must return. With that being said, let's go to phone lines. Text Hotep in your name to 202-596-5631. Text Hotep in your name to 202-596-5631. I'll be right back after this short, brief commercial break.